Welcome to Rambam on the Line, a project of Sichas in English. This is Shimon Newbert with today's Shir Hilchas Nachlas, the Laws of Inheritance, Chapter 10. This chapter contains 8 halachas dealing with certain details about the distribution and division of inherited property among the heirs. Halacha Aleph, Shnei Achim, if there were 2 brothers, Shecholku, who divided the property under the assumption that they were the only brothers, and they divided the property in 2 shares, Ubalahem Ochme Medina Sayom, and then some unknown brother now showed up from overseas and proved that he was a brother and entitled to a share, the Chain Shloisha Achim, or if there were even 3 brothers, Shecholku, and they divided the property, Uva Balchoiv, and then a creditor of the estate, someone to whom money was owned, came, benotel chelkoi shel echad mehem, and he took away the property, the share of one of the brothers, in satisfaction of their father's debt, afilu notol ze karka vezek sofim, then, even if when they had divided the property, they divided it, one of them took the cash and one of them took the real estate, so that the assumption is the one who took the cash took it knowing that it might be stolen from him, and nevertheless he took it upon himself, even though real estate cannot be stolen. He took the cash and took the chance of having it stolen from him, with the assumption that therefore he would not be liable for things for which the real estate is liable. He would not be at the disadvantage of real estate, that is, that it could be taken by some creditor. Nevertheless, in all of these cases, botlo machlekes, the original distribution of the property is null and void. V'choizrim v'loikchim hashar b'shav, and after the claims have against the estate have been satisfied, the property is redistributed to begin with, and is distributed equally after the claims have been satisfied. Halacha beis, misha tziva b'shas misosei, someone who commanded when he was dying, sheyitnu leploini dekel oisode minechosav, that a certain person should be given a date tree or a certain field from his property. He gave it as a gift. Vecholku hoachim, and then he died, and his sons, the brothers who inherited from him, divided the property, veloinosnu leploini klum, and they didn't give that person anything, and so the gift that was supposed to be given to that person fell into the share of one of the brothers. Harei hamachloikis botla, the distribution is null and void. The ketzad oisim, what do they do then? Noisnim mashetziva moirisham, they give the gift as was commanded by the one from whom they inherited, and then they go back and distribute the property again as they should have done at first. Halacha gimel, ha'achim shecholku, brothers who divided their father's property, shomim lahem mashe aleihem. Meanwhile, they've been living and using the expenses, paying their expenses, and they've been using money that belonged to the joint property. Now, when they divide the property, we evaluate the clothes that they're wearing that they bought from joint money, and this, each person, we evaluate how much he spent on his clothing that he's wearing, and this is deducted from his share. Aval mashal b'neihem uvnoiseihem, however, clothing that their sons and daughters are wearing, shekonu lahem etfisas habayis, which they bought for their children from the joint property of the estate, ein shamin, this is not deducted. V'chein mashal nesheiseihem, and also the clothing that their wives are wearing is not to be deducted, shekvar zochu bahem ba'atzman, because they have already taken possession of it for themselves. Ba'mad dvarim amurim, when does this rule apply that we do not make a deduction for the clothing that the sons and daughters and wives are wearing? The bigdei choil, the first set of garments, the ordinary weekday garments that they wear, aval the bigdei shabbos u'moyed, if however they bought an extra finer set of garments for Shabbos and Yom Tov, shamin mashalayim, for that we make a deduction for what the wives and children are wearing. Halacha dalet, mi shehiniach yisoimim, miktsasim gdeilu, miktsasim ktanim. Someone who died and left over his children as orphans, some of them were grown up and some of them were young children, v'rotzu lachleg b'nichsei avihem, and now they want to divide and distribute the property of the father, kidei sheyitlu agdeilim chelkam, so that the older children, the ones who are over bar mitzvah, can receive their share and do as they please with it. What do we do to protect the interests of the younger children? Ma'amidim bezdin apetropis laktanim. The bezdin has to appoint a guardian for the young children. Ubeiru lohem chelek hayoseh. And when they come to distribute the property, these guardians make a claim on behalf of the children and see that they are given a fine share, a good share of the property. V'im higdilu, einam yecholim limchois. And later on, when these young children become bar mitzvah and they're able to attend to their own affairs, if they are not satisfied with the selection that the guardian selected for them among their father's property, they have no claim here and they cannot protest the distribution. Sha'arei al pei bezdin chalku lahem, because it was by the authorization of the bezdin that the apotropos, the guardian, received this share on their behalf. The imtau bezdin bashuma upichsushtus, if when bezdin made the distribution and oversaw the distribution, if they made a mistake in the value of some of the property, and because of this, some piece of property that one of the young children received in his share was undervalued by one-sixth, was overvalued by one-sixth, so that he received less than his fair share by one-sixth, yecholim limchois, then they can protest the distribution. And then they nullify the original distribution and they divide the property once again after all the children are bar mitzvah. Halocha hey, Mishay May, someone who died, v'hiniach yorshim gdeilim uktanim, and he left behind heirs, some of whom were grown up and some were children, tzorech lemanis apetropis, sheyeh mesasek b'chelek hakotin. While this person was still alive, and while he was taking care of the distribution of his property, one of the things he's supposed to do, a person who is sick and is distributing his property, one of the things he's supposed to do is to appoint a guardian, shayyeh misasik b'chelek hakotn, who will take care of and do business with the share of the young children, ad sheyagdil, until he becomes bar mitzvah. V'im loy mino, and if the father failed to appoint such a guardian while he was alive, chayovim bezdin lahamid lahem apetropis, then bezdin has to appoint a guardian, not only as we learned in the previous halacha, so that this guardian will see that they take their fair share of the property, but even after the share is given to them, there has to be a guardian here to see to the to taking care of their share of the property. Achiyagdilu, until they will become bar mitzvah. And even though the father failed to do so, why is it Bezdin's job to do this, to appoint the guardian? She Bezdin hu aviem shel yisoimim, because Bezdin is considered the father of the orphans. Halacha vav, tziva hamirish v'omar, if the one whose property was to be inherited, if while he was alive, he commanded, saying, yinosin chelik hakotn lekotn, I do not wish any guardians to be appointed. The small children's share is to be given to the small child, and let him, even though he's a small child, let him do with his share as he himself sees fit. The father is permitted to do so. And similarly, if the one whose property was to be inherited did appoint a guardian for the small children, Koton or Isha Eved, but the guardian that he appointed was a small child or a woman or a slave, Harashuz Biyadai, since it's his property, he has a right to appoint such a guardian. Aval Ein Bezdin Memanin Apetropis. However, if Bezdin appoints a guardian, Bezdin may not appoint a guardian, Loi Isha, not a woman, Veloi Eved, nor a slave, Veloi Koton, nor a small child, Veloi Am Haoretz, nor in Am Ha'aretz, Shehu Bechezkat Shchol Shadal Ho'avedis. Because since an Am Ha'aretz is not engaged in the study of Torah and the doing of mitzvahs, we assume that he's suspected of doing an Avera also, and that he will misappropriate the property. Therefore, when Bezdin appoints a guardian, Alaboitkim Alodim Neman, they have to carefully examine the person to see that he is a trustworthy person, the Ish Chayil, and a person who can do great deeds, the Yodea Lahapir Biskus HaYisoyimim, and someone who knows what he's doing and is able to make deals that will be to the advantage of the orphans, the Toyin Tanosam, and one who can have their interest at heart and can make claims, proper claims on their behalf, the Sheyeshle Koyach Biske HaOilam, and someone who is well acquainted and knows how to handle business in a worldly fashion, kedei lishmer nechosim, so that he can protect and preserve property, ulaharviach behem, and make a profit with it. Umamidim oisei alaktanim, and such a person is to be appointed as a guardian for small children, bein sheyia rochek, regardless of whether of who he is, whether he is a person who is not related, bein sheyia korev lakotno, or if he's a relative of the child. This doesn't matter. Eloshim hoya korev lo yered lakarkois. Except that, as we learned in a previous chapter, if the guardian is a relative, then he should not be allowed to go down and take care of real estate property, because later on people may be mistaken and think that it is his property. Halacha Zayin, Bezdin Shehemidu Apotropis, if Bezdin appointed a guardian for small children, Vishamu Alav Shehu Oichel Vishoise, and then they heard a rumor about him that he's eating and drinking, Umoitzi Hoitzois, and he's going to expenses at the expense of the estate, he's distributing money and undertaking expenses, Midava Shehoya Amud Boy, and the expenses that he's going to, and the eating and drinking that they hear he's doing, and the money that he's spending, they hear that's more than one could assume that he himself owns, and therefore the suspicion is that it's not his own money he's spending, but it's the money of the orphans that he's spending. Then they are permitted to suspect this, that perhaps he is spending the money of the orphans, or misalkin oisai, and they put him aside, they remove him from his position, umamidim acher, and they appoint another guardian. Aval imminohu avi yisoyimim, however, if it was not Bezdin that appointed him, if it was the father of the orphans who had appointed him while still alive, ein misalkin oisai, then he cannot be removed from his position. Shema mitzia matza, because even though we know that he's not spending money that he had, we know that he didn't have this much money to spend, maybe he found money. However, if witnesses came and clearly testified that he is destroying and losing the money of the orphans and not taking care properly, then misalkim oisai, then he is removed from his job. Ukvar hiskimu ha-ge'oinim, and the ge'oinim have that Bezdin can make him swear an oath that he has not taken anything that does not belong to him. Hoyelu mafsid, since we see that he is causing a loss over here, therefore we're afraid that he also took something that wasn't his, and they can make him swear that he did not take it. V'hu adin l'apetropis shemino avi yisoyimim, and a similar law applies to a guardian who was appointed by the father of the orphans, v'hoysa shmuasa toiva, v'hoya yoshar, and he was known to be a good person and to be a just and upright person, the roidev mitzvahs, a person who runs after mitzvahs to do them, the chozar, and later on he changed over, liyoy zoyvil v'soyve, to become a glutton and a drunkard, the hoylich bedarki hachshad, and doing things that bring suspicion upon him that he has become a thief, or shaporetz bigdorim uba'ovik gozel, and he was doing things that were contrary to rabbinical decree, and doing things that are similar to robbery and a misappropriation of money, then Bezdin chayovim masalik oisai, then Bezdin is required to remove him, even though the father of the orphans had appointed him, but the father appointed him under the assumption that he was a good person, and now he has changed his ways and become evil. Ulahashbiyoy, and they have to make him swear that he did not take anything that's not his. Ulamanislam apatropis kosher, and to get a proper and fitting, and then Bezin has to get a proper and fitting guardian for the orphan. The chol hadvarim ho'elu, kfi masha yeroy ladayin, and all of these things, these are not hard and fast rules here, but everything is to be done according to the way the judges see fit. She called Bezdin, O Bezdin, who avim shall yisaimim, because every Bezdin is considered to be the father of the orphans that are in their jurisdiction. Halacha ches katan sheigdil, a child who became bar mitzvah, afilu haya oichel v'shoise yoise midai, even if he was eating and drinking more than his fair share, and more than he ought to be eating and drinking, or mafsid, and he was losing his money and squandering his money, v'hoylech, and he continuously did so, and went b'derech yirah, he went on evil ways and did not behave properly. Ein bezdin moinim mimenu mamoinoi. Nevertheless, bezdin does not withhold his property from him. Vein ma'amidim loy apetropis, and bezdin does not appoint a guardian to take care of his property, even though it's inherited property. Bezdin does not appoint a guardian since he's already bar mitzvah. Elim kein siva ovivay meirishai, unless the father or other person from who he inherited it had commanded such, shelo yitnu loy, and he commanded it that the money should not be given to him even when he's bar mitzvah. Elim kein yeh kosher matzliach, if he commanded that the money should only be given if he is behaving properly and he is handling money successfully, or shelo yitnu loy adzman meruba, or if the father commanded that the money should not be given to him until a certain time that was a long time later. In such a case, then guardian is kept even after bar mitzvah, but otherwise his property is not withheld from him if the father didn't command this, and when he's bar mitzvah, no matter how he behaves, he still is to receive his property. V'hashoyte v'acherish, however, in idiot or an insane person or a deaf mute, harei heim kiktanim, even though they are over 13, they are assumed to be like small children, and they never reach their legal majority, u'ma'amidim lohem apetropis, and in all cases, Bezin has to appoint a guardian to see after their affairs. Thank you for listening. Please listen tomorrow for chapter 11, the final chapter of these halachas, and the final chapter of Sefer Mishpatim.